Hello and welcome back to another episode of Catch You on the Flip Slide, your favorite Sliders recap podcast of the three that exist. I am back again. I am Joe with my co-host,
Ashley.
Oh my God, it's been so long. I'm so excited to cover this with you. The last one we did was Exodus Part 1. And because of personal issues, we have not been able to get back to it. But also, there's been a writer's strike.
Writers and actors, SAG-AFTRA and WGA.
Yes, that we have been observing because we're not scabs.
No.
Yes, we might be small podcasters, but we're not scabs.
I don't know if you have picked up on this by listening to the podcast, but we're pretty like pro-union kind of people. So obviously Joe and I, we are a small-time podcast. We are not members of either of these unions.
I actually do have a writer's guild.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I did not know this.
Yeah, I've done a couple of like small-time things that I'm technically associate. I don't care. It's not a big deal. I'll scab. I don't care. But we don't have to anymore. The writer's strike is over. So.
Yeah, but SAG-AFTRA is still going.
I don't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, them fucking whatever. Yeah, no, they can so
fucking fuck off and die.
I've been watching it, and one of the things that they have said is that it's not scabbing if we were to continue to do it. If we were to continue to do the podcast, since it's not. We're not struck work. We're just covering struck work.
Yes.
Or work that would be struck if it was still going on today. Mm-hmm. But they said that it would be a good way to show solidarity to not do it. So that's, we haven't released any episodes. We've got one in the hopper already, and then we'll have this one. So
also, you were on vacation for a minute.
I was.
I've been contemplating the best way to burn my office down without... Yeah. Finding people finding out.
These things take time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But holy crap.
This episode.
I'm so glad we're back for this episode. This is nuts.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to feel about this.
I don't either.
I'm all over the place on this episode.
Because I watched this one a little over a week ago because we were going to record and then shit happened and we didn't. And so I had to like reread my notes and some of these things. I'm like, what are you talking about? So hopefully it'll come back to me. But there might be some gaps that you'll need to fill in for me.
Well, I watched it yesterday and then I rewatched it today.
Okay.
So I feel like I have a pretty good handle on it. Although it moved so fast. I don't think I've paused more in an episode than this because it's just moving. But before we get to the episode, how have you been?
Good. Like you said, I was on vacation. That's the thing is I'm like, I don't know what happened. I would need to look at my calendar to be like, oh, yeah, I did go and, you know, meet the queen or whatever. Oh, I guess king. Whatever. Anyway.
Wait, you met a king?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying like there could be big milestone things that happened that I don't fucking remember because I have ADHD and my brain's busted.
Yeah. When we first recorded the last episode, the writer's strike had like. Just kind of kicked off. And then it went for like months.
Yeah. We're just like, oh, it's going to be over soon. It's fine. Yeah. Like it won't really. And then it's just like, it just kept going. So I'm glad the WGA strike, they were able to come to an agreement. And now we just need SAG-AFTRA to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To lay off the AI shit, dude. I think that's the biggest holdout for them is they're like, we're going to own your identity in perpetuity.
Yep.
Like,
and that is not okay.
No. Turns out that's a bad idea.
Turns out. Yeah. But yeah, recent, I can talk about what happened the past week or so because that's all I remember, but went back to Mexico to go scuba diving again.
Sick.
Yeah, it was awesome. So
nice.
That's it. I'm like, there wasn't anything super interesting.
I need a vacation so fucking bad.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I know. So at my office, I'm the program director. I'm like the main boss guy, but three of my highest up people have all taken a week off within the last like month, like just in like a succession.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now it's my week off. Now it's my week off. Now it's my week off. And then even now it's like trickling down to my lower employees where they're like, well, I'm taking a week off. And I'm like, when's going to be my time, guys? When's going to be my time?
Well, at my work, it's because everyone has children, and it's fall break time.
Yeah.
So same thing happened where I need to just cover for everybody because, okay, this week I'm covering for you and this week I'm covering for these two people. And yeah, just because they're gone doing Disney shit or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of Disney shit, mm-hmm. one of my employees, he was out for a week. Him and his family went to Disneyland and he came back the first day. He walks up and he's wearing overalls made from like sweatpants material.
Okay.
And I have a hard time not making fun of people. We talked about this off air a little bit. I might have been a bully in high school. I don't know. But he walks up and I went, you went to Disneyland and came back dressed like Goofy? And then I just could not stop making fun of this sweatsuit overall. I was like, you look like you should be on a cloud farming dreams.
Yeah. Farming dreams.
You look like you're a farmer who only counts sheep. You look like Mario at bedtime.
And that's why it's wool, because he counts the sheep and then he's got the sweatpants.
He's got to be comfy when he goes to sleep.
I actually got an ad, like it was a Facebook targeted ad that was like, my face when I realized there are no overalls made out of sweatpant material. And I was like, and I've never heard about this ever, except for right now. It was like, he fell for the targeted ad.
Oh yeah. He 100% fell for the targeted ad.
Fell hard and bounced.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt because he had his soft, cozy overalls on.
Exactly. He goes, after Disneyland, we went to this like really remote part of Washington where like, we were in the woods and there wasn't even like a place to get food that wasn't an hour away. And he's telling one of my other coworkers about mm-hmm. this. He's like, oh yeah, it was so remote. And I was like, is that why you think you can wear that and not get made fun of?
Because no one made fun of you for the week that you were roughing it. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Anyways.
Granted, I wear a lot of things that Andy roasts me. Andy's my little brother. And I think it's a little brother's job to roast people.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's always roasted my fashion sense. And I'm just like, fuck you. This looks good.
Also, Andy, I hope you're listening.
He's not.
Your sister has way better fashion sense than you do.
100%.
You dress like a used car salesman for a Texas Earnhardt Ford.
Yep. With the big old cowboy hat.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyways, you been watching anything cool?
My current lunchtime show is Parks and Rec. I got Peacock just so I could watch this show.
Have you gotten past season one?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on season 3.
Oh, then it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I just, spoiler alert, even though there are memes everywhere, April and Andy get married. So mm-hmm. I just got that episode today, was where April and Andy got married.
Nice.
And I got
that's a little misty-eyed.
I was like, that's
I love
so
that episode.
Good. Yeah. I like that one a lot.
I have been not watching a ton. I've been super busy. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what has stood out. Okay, so do you ever watch The Boys?
I watched the part of the first season.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I really loved The Boys. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a great show. There's a new spinoff called Gen V.
Okay.
That's kind of like an X-Men parody, like in The Boys world, but it's like mm-hmm. a university.
Okay.
For like people that have superpowers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ugh, this is going to be dumb. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like a lame spinoff. It's so sick.
Oh, okay.
It's great. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of stuff that when you initially see it, you're like, okay, here we go. Here's the mm-hmm. social commentary. But they do it so well, they really pull it off. Like they have a character on the show that part of their powers is they can switch genders.
Oh.
And the genders they switch to mm-hmm. have different abilities. And when it first comes up, you're like, okay, mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. We're doing this now. Mm-hmm. But the way they like play it out is actually really well done. There's mm-hmm. another girl on the show who is like Ant-Man. She can like shrink and grow. Mm-hmm. But it's based off of, if she eats a lot, she'll grow. Mm-hmm. Or if she throws up a lot, she'll shrink.
Okay.
So you're like, all right. Mm-hmm. I get the messaging.
Yeah.
But the way it plays out in the show, uh-huh. you're like, oh, no, that's actually really fucking well thought out and cool and well done.
Okay.
So I would suggest Gen V to anybody who's listening. I really, really think it's cool. Yeah.
See, I like Star Trek Discovery, so you can just hit me over the head with that social commentary. Because I'm like, I'm good with it. I think it's really interesting how people play that out in the shows. So, yeah.
especially in like a sci-fi world.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I also, speaking of Star Trek, cause it's me. And so of course I'm gonna bring up Star Trek at least once. Lower Decks is back. So I've been watching
I saw that Lower Decks was back, and I don't feel like I've given that show the chance it deserves.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, and I feel like if you are a fan of Star Trek, then it's like a love letter to Star Trek fans.
Well, and I love...
And if you're not, then I think you'd still think it was funny, but there's a lot of stuff you're not going to get.
I love the animation and the comedy angle on it. That's like right up my alley, so...
Yeah.
Outside of that, I've been playing a lot of this game Song Quiz with Allie that's on Amazon. I don't know if you've seen it. It pops up a lot. It's just, it'll play you like 3 seconds of a song and you have to name the artist and the song title. And it's equated to a lot of nights where we're like, oh, we'll play one song quiz. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we're listening to Joe Cocker for like an hour. Or like, oh, all of a sudden we're listening to like... everything Mary J. Blige has ever done. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's so
that's fun.
Nice to like wind down the day with.
Yeah.
That has been really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anything else we should get to before getting into this fucking crazy episode?
I don't know. I'm thinking, and I can't.
Not only is everything kind of a blur.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, I'm like, we have to get into this.
Yeah. This is a, it was, there was a lot.
So, we are talking Sliders, episode 17 of season 3, I believe.
Yes.
Exodus part 2, which is currently on Roku, which fucking sucks. Your user face is trash, Roku. Just because I don't fucking have to pay for it doesn't mean I care about your ads and how you deliver them. Jesus.
Complain about your free service. I just buy them on Amazon.
I should do that.
So, granted, I mean, yes, I know I'm supporting Amazon and they're evil, whatever. I also just ordered a bunch of shit for them tonight. Yeah. So it's like, they're so easy. That's how you become an evil empire, is you have to suck people in and make it easy. But anyway, I just buy the seasons on Amazon, so I have them available.
Nice.
Yeah.
This was one of the first episodes that I can remember that had a last week on.
Yeah.
They had like a last week on Sliders. Mm-hmm. This happened to do the to be continued.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. Mm-hmm. It's not something they usually do. Wait, hold on. Before we get into that though.
Yeah.
Quick shout out, Tucker 007 on the Slider subreddit is the G. So dope.
Yeah.
Love them. They've been messaging with me back and forth. They're catching up on old episodes. They're a fan of us and how we break these episodes down, but also just like the biggest super fan of the show. If you see Tucker 007 on the Slider subreddit, give them respect because so much insight, so many details, so much back knowledge. We've been chatting back and forth. At the end of season 3, I want to do an episode where we just talk to Tucker.
That'd be awesome. I'd love
that. No, we have to do it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd like it.
There's so much back knowledge. It'll be like, oh, this is the episode Tracy Torme left, and that's why John Rhys Davies got mad, and like, so much knowledge.
Yeah, just a lot.
We have to break it down.
I like,
and also just really appreciate that they listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the because Joe shared some of the messages with me, so that because I'm not, I don't have access to Joe's Reddit inbox.
Yeah.
So
thank God. You would not want to see that thing. It's disgusting.
I'm like, so this is the last episode we're recording together, and also we're not friends anymore. But he wanted to share the messages with me because they were all really positive. And just, again, the knowledge, it was awesome. Like, just how much Tucker knows. And I was like, they're kind of doing like a recap of a recap podcast. Like, they're, they're just covering like our episodes that we did, which I thought that was kind of funny.
Recapping the recap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, it's awesome.
Our episodes tend to sometimes be longer than the actual episodes.
They're always longer than the episodes.
The episodes we're recapping.
Yeah.
Tucker's recap of our recap, if it was fully recorded, would probably be longer.
That's how it is. Is it's like, it's just, it's constantly expanding.
Yeah,
that's
it's exponential growth.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yes, Tucker, we appreciate you. And it would be, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
To have them on the show.
we're at the 15-minute mark already. Let's jump right into it.
Yes. Okay. So first thing, opening up, super cool graphics again. I gotta love these 90s sci-fi, like the Microsoft screensaver Windows, like planets in space. So super cool graphics. And we open to Gimli is listening to some, like a recording or a radio something. Because in the end times, that's what you do is you tune in on your radio to the thing you hear.
The national broadcast system.
Yes. So, and they're talking about Delaware, and there's bodies everywhere. They're like, this is Delaware, and there's just like bodies.
Delaware? Yeah. Nowhere. It's gone.
Nowhere. It's gone.
And then Q slides back with Maggie, and he's like, hey, guys, guess what? I found our home world. Mm-hmm. We can go back.
Yeah.
And then Q explains to Maggie's husband that she almost died.
Yeah.
So that's why they came back, because of the air quality and Maggie couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Maggie's husband, who's in a wheelchair, is just like, what are you talking about? You were sliding my wife. And he gets all mad and jealous. Mm-hmm. And all I could think of is that song, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. Do you know what song that is?
That sounds familiar, but...
Yeah, I wrote Maggie, Don't Take Your Love to Town. It's a song about a Vietnam vet who gets paralyzed in war.
Oh.
And he comes back, and his wife keeps going out to the bar every night.
Oh.
And he's like,
yeah,
I know my legs are broken and don't work, but please don't take your love to town.
Oh,
and it's like,
how sad.
It's one of the saddest songs ever written. And all I can think of is...
Maggie,
don't take your love to town. This guy is so hurt and jealous. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, so he's just like, they start fighting about Maggie being in danger. And he goes, you didn't tell me she could die. And I'm like, you literally made a timer. So you're familiar with this process.
You know, she could have landed on Fire Planet.
Right. You know this. And then also, do they need to sign waivers before they go? You know, like, hey, just so you know, you might die. And then she signs, and then he can't be mad.
And right as he's like, I can't believe you brought her into such a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
This like mad nurse shows up and she's like, just so you know, Q saved your wife's life.
She'd be dead if he had waited any longer.
Yes.
And he's just like, I see how you guys look at each other.
Because he knows, like, it's true.
Yeah. He's like, have you seen my hair? I mean, come on. The Quinn haircut.
He's like, look, dude, I'm sorry Vietnam was rough on you, but your lady's at the bar. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to say. He's just like, you need to talk to her, not me. And I'm like, that's true. That is very true. That's the thing, is when people get mad at someone else flirting with their partner or whatever,
it's always the partner that they're actually mad at.
Yeah. And that's where it should be directed. You know, I'm like, if there's people that are cheating or whatever, like, yeah, that's shitty of you if you know that they're in a relationship, but also it's your partner's the one that's breaking the agreement there. That's them. So he needs to wait until Maggie feels better and then have a conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
But then Remy and Wade show up and they're like, what? We can go back to our home world? Perfect. Let's get the fuck out of here. This place is about to be annihilated. Let's go.
Yeah. And the reason they can go back is because Jensen, the hubby scientist. It's in his memory.
The Vietnam vet.
No, hubby scientist.
Hubby scientist.
Hubby scientist.
Okay, that's what we're calling. Okay, yes. Okay. It's way better than what I wrote.
Oh, no.
I just wrote cripple a bunch.
Oh, no, Joe.
I'm just kidding. I didn't write cripple at all.
Good. That's not a word we use.
I wrote cuck wheelchair guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Gee, I wonder why everyone in high school thought you were a bully. That's so weird.
God damn it.
Like, yeah. So the reason that they have the coordinates is because it's in the memory of Jensen's timer.
Timer, yes.
And so since they have those, they're like, oh, we just need to get it into our timer or use his and then we can go.
Yeah. And Remy is big mad. About why we're not just leaving right now and abandoning this whole planet to die. Like, they can figure it out. They have a timer. We have a timer. We're gone. I'm back to singing at Dodger Stadium. We don't have to worry about these people. And Q's like, no, we have to do the right thing.
Remy's like,
fuck you. You are the one that has dragged me through all of this. You are the reason I am here. Why are you putting these strangers above us when we have been the ones supporting you mm-hmm. through all of this mayhem that you mm-hmm. brought on to us.
Yeah.
And Q's like, stop being dramatic. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I fucking totally get Remy.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's, and plus like emotions are heightened because he thinks he's going to be able to get home now. And now that it's this thing that they've been working toward for 3 seasons now, almost mm-hmm. three full seasons. Is right in front of him. And then he's like, not yet, though. It's like, no, like they have the ability. Why are they not going?
But yeah. Even Wade's on his side.
Oh, yeah.
And then Remy says, we mean less than strangers to you.
Yep.
That one kind of cut for me because mm-hmm. we've been with this group so long. Yeah. Like that does resonate. That mm-hmm. feels like how you would feel in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always, it's like the, when you come home at the end of the day and you've had a bad day, it's okay to be in a bad mood around the people you love. And it's like the strangers that are out there get a better side of you and a better part of you than,
yeah.
you know, your family and the people you love.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Because of that dynamic, but mm-hmm. it's just how it has to operate.
Right.
You know, that's just what it is.
And in the, they're your safe place, you know, like these are his constant, his safe place, except for when Remy punched him.
That's yeah. Once Remy punched him in the face, that crosses a line. Right. All of a sudden that's domestic abuse. That's not you venting to your wife.
Yes. And then Wade calls him a bastard. So yeah. Wade and Remy are mad. Also, at one point they talked about Malcolm and bringing him. And all I wrote was make Malcolm bubble boy. And I don't know.
Oh, it's because she's like, what about Malcolm?
Yeah.
And Q goes, we could just bring him with us. And Wade's like, Remy's like, we could bring Malcolm with us. Mm-hmm. And Wade's like, yeah, he could be like one of those boy in the bubble kind of people.
Oh, okay. That's why I put that. And I was like, because it's literally talking about the three of them arguing and then the three of them arguing. And right in the middle of that, I go, make Malcolm bubble boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get a red hat and I'm going to be like, make Malcolm Bubble Boy. Embroidered in white.
Malcolm Bubble Boy. Yeah. And then Remy is like, to hell with you. And he storms out.
Yes.
And then Gimli walks up to Q mm-hmm. and he looks like he's loving it. He's like, uh-huh. you really fucked up this time, boy. Yep. They're all pretty mad at you about this one. And I just happened to pause mm-hmm. right there to make sure I had everything.
Yeah.
And Gimli's face is so funny.
Smug.
I told smug you this fuck. Shit was going to
happen. He's just glad that everyone's not mad at him.
Yes.
Usually people are mad at him because he's so pompous. So.
Yes.
But Remy, after he storms away, he goes and it shows him in a church with Malcolm.
I wrote Miles.
Miles. Oh, because Miles
his,
Morales.
Yeah, I know his real name is Malcolm, yeah. but he's a kid that goes into the sewer and does graffiti. Yeah. So
he's Miles Morales.
He's Miles.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Remy and Miles are in the church and Remy, because he's so angry and all of that, he tells him all about this other world. He tells him, you know, we found it, all of this. And it was just like, we're going to try and take you. And I'm like, bro, why'd you say anything at all? Because now this kid who's already going through both his dad,
the worst trauma ever,
and his stepmom, I think it is.
Yeah.
Are in a coma.
Yeah. Cause they got their faces stolen.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, now his planet is ending, and it's just like, oh, but we might be able to take you here. I'm like, you don't know that, though. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
While this is happening, Mr. Neck Poker attacks in the church.
Yeah, we cut to a creepy POV
in
the church of him walking up behind somebody, sticking him in the neck, stealing their face, and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to Maggie, who is stumbling around outside of like a
hallway.
Yeah, like a first aid station, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Q runs up and tells her she's being crazy for even trying to like leave the room after the trauma that she's been through with like her breathing.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't tell me I'm crazy, Q.
That's a really good way to get someone to calm down and to
tell just be logical. Crazy.
You're acting crazy. Just calm down. Like, you're going to get punched again. Are you trying to like see how many times you can get punched before you leave this planet?
I don't know how many people listening to this are married, but if you tell someone you're being emotional, it usually makes them more emotional.
You don't have to be married for that.
Well, yeah.
Fun fact. I really like doing that.
Been married, you know what a trigger that is.
I really like using that on the guys at work.
Oh.
Because I work in a machine shop and there's a bunch of like ex-military people I work with, engineers, things like that. So like one guy, I answered the phone and he was being cranky and so I called him Sunshine. They really like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, big feelings.
Oh, no.
It's always a lot of fun. Anyway, so yeah, he does what you shouldn't do. She's mad at him and he's just like, oh.
And he goes, does your husband even know what you're doing? Which is also
Where's your husband? He needs to take care of you.
Yeah, which is also a great way to trigger someone.
Really, really good. This like army Barbie woman. So she's in the military. She's like high ranking, all of that. So she's pissed at him though. And not just because of that. She's mad because she says he should have left her on the planet.
Yeah, that's what she would have done.
Yeah. She's like, I would have done it in a heartbeat. But
and she goes to storm off and he grabs her by the arm like a man.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah, because they're the only ones.
I'm not trying to trigger you. I'm not trying to trigger you. I'm just trying to have fun.
Because a man would be the only one who'd have the audacity to. This woman is trying
spin
to
spin her around as she's like.
I know.
She can barely catch her breath. Mm-hmm. She's coming back after like a traumatic lung thing. Yeah.
And he grabs her arm and is just like.
Spins her around.
Right. You're still going to talk to me because I want to still talk to you, even though you're going through some shit and you want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's like, a thank you would be nice. And she's like, I don't need a thank you. I would have left you there like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you compromised the mission because mission first. Mm-hmm, so, yeah. The next line that I wrote is neck pokey man doing a science with a question mark.
I wrote. my line was General is doing Jurassic Park shit.
There you go. Okay, so General Neck Pokeman is doing a Jurassic Park science.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Meanwhile, there's a mob forming outside.
Yep.
And General Neck Pokeman says, that's okay. Shoot to kill.
Yeah. He gives the order to shoot them all because they're trying to get in for a hidden bunker that they don't have. The people outside think they have a hidden bunker. They're trying to get in because they know the world's ending. And he's just like, just, you know, shoot to kill. Shoot them all. And after that, I just wrote Jesus in all caps because they fucking do.
I wrote.
I just mow them down.
Israel in all caps.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Just fucking around.
No.
We're not going there. We're not going there.
No, we're not. Yeah. So he
And then after he tells the military guys shoot to kill, and then he hears the firing opening up on the civilians.
Yep.
He just makes a face. Like Andy Samberg in the video for I Just Jizz My Pants.
Jizz in my pants.
Yeah. Like he fucking loves it. It was so gross.
Yes. Yep. It's awful. But that would be the only bodily fluid that is involved because there was no blood anyway. Like just all these bodies are just laying there. And I was like, so these people all just got shot.
I mean,
and there's no blood anywhere. I know that it's network TV. I'm just saying. And this is, of course, where I'm going to be like, I just can't suspend my belief that there's not blood with everything else that's going on.
He just stole somebody's face and I don't care, but there's no blood?
I was like, wow, that's wild. Wait, there's no blood on these dead bodies. Yeah. Yeah.
We're Americans. We expect blood on our dead bodies. I'm
like, this is how I know it's a Canadian sci-fi. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So then it cuts over because we need to give Mr. Neck Pokeman some privacy with his
orgasm. Yeah, he's got a minute to clean up.
Yeah, he needs some cleanup time. And so Remy is telling Wade that she needs to add Malcolm to the list to get off the planet. And he's like, you kind of already told him, so.
And Wade's like, that's somebody else that isn't going to make it onto the list. And she feels bad about it. And he's like, you don't understand. He's good at graffiti.
Right.
His uncle died. Right. It's a big deal.
He might have superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might have been a radioactive spider. We're not sure.
Just saying. Or there might be on this next planet. We need to, you know, his potential, blah, blah, blah.
Right. So Wade says she'll try.
Yeah. She hates having this list so much.
Yes.
But she's like, they're looking at specific DNA and brain chemistry now. Like, it's getting down to the nitty gritty.
Uh-huh.
But she will try.
And then we cut back to Maggie's husband, who's trying to keep her from sliding. He's like, Maggie, please don't take your love to parallel dimensions. Right.
Yep. She's going to try and leave to scout because they still don't necessarily have a place to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so yeah, and they have 6 hours left at this time.
He's like, please don't. And the general goes, General Pokey Face. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, you have to. Mm-hmm. She goes, of course, General Pokey Face.
Yeah.
And follows General's orders.
Yep.
While her husband sits and cries into his very still lap.
Yeah. He's very sad because not only is like she almost died and she's going back out into danger, but she's going with Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah. She does immediately jump through the vortex with Quinn. And he's just like, God damn, he's got such good hair.
Just that fucking hair. That's what it is. So and so then he pulls himself together enough to say, like, I can only guarantee safe passage for 140 people. So he does snap out of it because he's a fucking professional.
Yes. But meanwhile, he just watched his wife slide off with Jerry O'Connell into God knows what.
Yeah.
But then his boss is like immediately all over him. How fucking my day at work was bad today.
Right.
If I had to watch that my wife slide off with Jerry O'Connell and then my boss came down on me, I'd be like, fuck this job.
You're like, but no, just immediately just go toward the portal.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. But he has to snap out of it because Pokeyface is a mean boss. And so he says he's run the numbers. He can only guarantee safe passage for 140 people. And Gimli's like, I don't think so, because he's Gimli.
Yeah.
So he wants to run the numbers again.
But meanwhile, the general is like, well, I'll just lie to people. I don't care. I'll just lie to them.
And this brought up a really good point for me because he's telling everyone they can go until the end of it. So he's lying because he's going to tell everyone that they have a place they can go. And then he's going to go through and then he's like, fuck the people that are left back on the planet. Like, he's lying and that's bad. But I also kind of understand because it's like if you're trying to... It's chaos.
It's
got to
be manageable.
Right.
Yeah.
And if there's you have people that are already trying to break in because they think there's a bunker. If they think there's a way off the planet.
Yeah.
And that there's a 50-50 chance they're going to go or not.
Well, especially when you see like right after that, they cut to a quick shot of a pulsar hitting the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fucking up like like a comet style destroying the planet, which was very like... early 2000s CG, which was cool. But if you were seeing that just hitting like the other side of the planet, you'd be like, please get me off of this thing as soon as possible.
Would you want to know that there was an option to get off the planet and that everyone's going to be able to go? Or would you rather be lied to in your last moments to think that you're going to be okay until all of a sudden you're not? Or would you rather...
I'd want every bit of information possible to try to survive, I guess. Yeah. But if it was like this general and he's like, yes, we have a way off, but we're actually just going to shoot you at the gate. I'd be like, just don't fucking tell me.
Right.
I'll just be at my house watching like reruns of fucking Animaniacs or something. I don't know.
It's singing along with the theme song and then you can just, you know. Yeah.
It's time for what's that? Ah! Yeah.
That would be, that's. Honestly, like I've always said that end of the world, zombie apocalypse, I'm not going to make it. Like I'm just not built for that kind of world. And I know that that's kind of this power fantasy a lot of guys in particular have for some reason.
I feel like you would do well.
I don't know. I can charm my way into a group where people can protect me. But the thing is like, I don't know if it would be like, that's not living. You know what I mean? Like, why would you want to survive? So with the people that... Would I want to know or would I not want to know? It's like if there's nothing you can do to survive at that point.
Yeah.
You know, like there's not going to be anything left. So I don't think I'd want to know. I'd want to, because I wouldn't want to spend my last 6 hours or whatever.
Just dreading it.
Yeah. Just waiting. Like that would be so awful. So Gimli, when he's trying to tell him I'm running the numbers and all of that, he just tells Gimli, you know what? You can give up your spot then for one of these people. Give up your spot among the 140 someone else if you're going to be so high and mighty about it.
Yeah, if you're going to be a dick about it.
Which, Gimli, no. Never.
Then General Steal Your Face gets on TV and tells everyone about sliding. And he says that everyone's going to be split into two groups. Q is connecting with Maggie about her military upbringing while they are off-world. And while they're talking about this, they find nudist primitives.
Yes, they do.
Doing a mating ritual.
They hear drums. And then they're like, those are naked people dancing around a fire.
And something about the drums and the naked people mm-hmm. has like super sexual tension rising for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then Maggie is unsure if Sexy Caveman Planet is suitable because they're so sexy and primitive.
Right. What are we going to do? This is basically what the Renaissance Festival is like.
After hours.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, people are naked. There are drums. I'm like, you just need some bagpipes. We just need Tartanic out there and we're good.
And she goes, I don't know. This is really sexy, but I don't think we have much of a choice.
Yeah.
This has got to be the spot.
Yeah. Because she's like, it's so smooth. And he's like, each body telling a story. And then they're like getting closer. And I was like, there's literally strangers dancing to drums around a fire. And you're just like, I'm not going to be able to keep my face off of your face right now.
We're going to have to make out.
Gonna have to. Got it.
Because these people are dancing around a fire, obviously high on something.
Obviously. Yes. Yeah. So she says, well, this has everything we need, but I'm not sure about the natives.
Which, like, she knows the native. She's aware.
She's like, I gotta go and fuck him just to make sure. Yeah. I need to go just and, you know, look, suss it out.
My husband doesn't really work all the way down. This sexy primitive planet might be fun.
That might actually not be accurate. I know. I'm like, let me push up my glasses on my nose here for a second.
Are you talking about her husband?
Yeah.
No, yeah, he might be fully functional. I don't know.
Yeah, fully functional and trained in multiple techniques.
He was in a skiing accident. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, because there are people that I have met who were paralyzed from the waist down, but it all still worked. So
really?
Yeah.
I would assume that was paralyzed from the knees down.
Right. I don't know, mid-thigh. I mean, let's not give too much.
As long as you got mid-thigh and up, that's good.
Yeah, no, there was someone I knew who was in a wheelchair and they,
Stephen Hawking as a kid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if they just like Star Trek beam it out, like beam the sperm out and just like...
Scotty.
Just need to get it out of him somehow.
Scotty. Time to beam me
up. Beam me up. Yeah. Anyway.
So Q and Maggie come back. Q and Maggie come back to the facility where riots are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Roland tells Maggie he loves her.
Who's Roland?
Maggie's husband.
You've named him Roland?
Oh, that's... God damn it. That was...
They
see that's
me Roland.
That was inappropriate. Yes, I should just call him Maggie's husband.
I say Dr. Hubby.
All right, I wrote Roland.
Right. Yep, got that. I did get that.
My bad. He tells her that he loves her.
Uh-huh.
And then Gimli tells Q to round up the group.
Uh-huh.
Wade is trying to add Miles to the list.
Uh-huh.
And power outages start happening.
Mm-hmm.
Something is up with who's on the list, who's a coma patient. Those coma patients are also on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So the group starts realizing like something funny is happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's power outages. The lists aren't right.
Shit's going down.
Yeah. We have to figure out what this mystery is.
Yeah. My favorite part about all of this that you just said was when Dr. Hubby says, I love you. And she just like puts her hands to her chest and looks at Q. She doesn't even say, I know. She doesn't say anything. She just does this and then looks at Q. And then runs off. I was like, what the fuck?
Maggie, please don't take your love to town. <I know.
laughs> So, yeah. So they all gather together. Power goes out. Malcolm does make it to the list because Remy and Wade go and they're trying to like hacker man into the system to add him onto the list when the power's going out and coming back up and all of that. And so they're printing the list out because it's time. It's like go time. Malcolm is on the list as number 150, but he had said 140
is what
they had. We're
splitting him into a group, or it's two groups. And one of the groups is just getting absolutely fucked. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't know that, but
So Gimli goes, hey, General Steal Your Face.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Steal Your Face.
Mr. Steal Your Face. He calls him out. And he was like, hey, this is bullshit. Something's up with these numbers.
Mm-hmm. We can take like 100 more is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why are we taking these coma patients?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's up with that? And then now we're in blue lighting hospital is what I called it. The next like 20 minutes all take place in blue lighting
hospital. Yes. Yeah. Nice.
And
Mr. Pokeyface says, when he's just like, why are these people, like, we can take more. And he goes, he has enough. He says he has enough.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That sounds like some Cro-Mag shit to me.
Sure. Something. Sounds like something. But Gimli throws his hands up all mad in a huff and he starts to walk off and he goes, you're unfit to lead. And he starts to walk off and then Pokey comes up. Pokey gets him.
Steals your face.
Yes. Steal Gimli's face.
Yes. And so then he's in a hospital bed like the other coma patients. Yes. The group finds him and is like, what happened?
Yeah.
What did General steal your face? But they don't know that.
Yeah.
Gimli, though,
can't remember.
He can't, but because the group interrupted.
Yeah.
He still has more cognition than the other coma patients. Mm-hmm. So he's still trying to help.
Yeah.
And he's trying to point out the fact that other patients had needle marks on their neck.
Yeah.
And then they see the needle mark on his neck and they put together that someone is inducing these people into the comas.
Yeah. And it's like he's not charades, but it's like he's trying to like communicate as best as he can. He's like, what does he say? Brain not okay, not all right.
Yeah.
So last night we watched Arrival.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie.
That's a very good
movie. That was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah. That movie's fantastic.
It was so good. But I'm just like trying to communicate with like very limited ability to do so.
Yes.
Yeah.
With someone who has very high intelligence as well.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of it's the exact same thing. He was Abbott and Costello from the movie.
And so he's trying to explain to them like what happened, but he can't put it exactly into words. So Remy and Wade go, I know what we need to do. Mm-hmm. We need to go talk to General Steal Your Face.
Yep.
And so they bust in on him while he is rejecting people at the gate.
Yep. Yeah. So he's like separating a mom from a son because one of them was on one list and one was on the other. I was like, knowing what he's going to be doing, where he's just going to say, fuck this group. Like one of them is going to just be.
Yeah.
So he
disintegrated by pulsars.
Yeah. I'm like, they're separating families at the border here. That's so not something that would happen in real life. That's wild.
Disgusting.
Yes. So Malcolm comes up and when he sees that his parents aren't on the list, he runs off. And they're like, let him go.
Yeah. Who needs another one person on the 140 list?
Yeah.
And then Maggie goes, I haven't seen Roland at all. Like, do you know where my husband is?
Dr. Hubby Jensen.
Yeah. Yes. Dr. Hubby Jensen. And he goes, no, I don't know where he is. She's like, well, I need to go find him. And he's like, no, you're my employee and you can't go find your husband. Yeah. I need you here to reject little children from their parents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids aren't smart. They don't know anything.
Yeah. Parents, they'll just walk in with their parents.
Right. Yeah. So he says he's going to go and find him. And then we cut back to Remy and Wade, who are looking for the colonel. And so they go to where they would find him, they thought. And instead, they find a bunch of boxes with newspaper articles and things like that.
Yeah, I just wrote, Remy and Wade find office boxes.
Yeah, yeah. And so they start going through the boxes because, you know, if you're looking for someone, what are these boxes doing? We only have 2 hours until the word's going to explode. But let me look through these fucking boxes. Let me go through these
files.
Yeah, just to see, you know. And so they find like newspaper articles and stuff where the colonel, his whole crew from the Gulf War when he was in it, there was this fungus that attacks your brainstem and everyone else was dead. Like
just like The Last of Us.
Yes. Yep. That's exactly. I haven't watched it, but I do know that that's what it's about. And so they're going through that and Remy finds syringes and then Wade's like, he's surviving by stealing brain tissue. I don't know how exactly she put that together.
Also, it seemed like he was injecting something into people, not taking out something of people. And I don't know if you can just like take out brain cells through the neck.
This is your line in the sand where you're like, I can't.
My disbelief.
Right. It looked like he was pulling it out of their neck and then injecting it into his own is what it looked like to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would make sense, I guess.
So they're pulling out brain tissue like it's
from the neck
liquid and then just,
I love when I get that brain.
You know? Gotta just right in the vein.
Yeah.
It's the brain vein. Yeah. So she realizes he's stealing brain tissue, and then there's like, oh shit, it's him. And so
we cut to General Steal Your Face standing in front of an altar at a church.
Yes.
Injecting himself with brain fluid that we now know as brain fluid.
Yes.
And Roland pulls up. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, hey, what's up, General? Mm-hmm. And the general's face goes from being his face to a black man's face for like half a second.
Yeah.
And Roland's like, whoa, what the fuck? Did you just do blackface for a second?
Just a second there? Yeah. And so he's like, you're obviously a bad person.
Yeah.
Because of that. So.
And then the general's like, well, you can't. If you saw me doing blackface, they could cancel me.
Right.
So,
he shoots him. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, Miles is in the back of the room like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That guy did blackface and killed somebody.
Right. He's obviously a very, very bad person.
Very, very.
Yeah. And so, but he does yell before he runs off.
Rookie move. Yeah. He's a young kid.
He's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in doing so, Colonel Pokeyface neck guy sees him and he's like, well, I can shoot you too because I also have a gun. And so he Malcolm Miles runs off, and so the colonel is going to follow him to try and, you know, kill him too. So, and so we go back to Gimli and Q. Mm-hmm. And so Gimli to Quinn is like, Rembrandt, don't, good man. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I think he was trying to convey that, like, I know Remy punched you in the face earlier, probably made you feel like a bitch.
Yeah.
But he's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. He's been along for all this. Mm-hmm. And then Q says that he feels bad because he recognizes that he has just been dragging around this group through the most perilous situations that were all the fault of his follies. Like, I think Jerry O'Connell does a pretty good job really like conveying like, oh, yeah, I'm responsible for all of this. And I feel bad that these people have been wrapped in.
Because at the very beginning, I mean, like the reason they're even on this fantastic voyage together is because he messed up time travel.
Yeah. And so. Q says, like, I think every day about the fact that Rembrandt and Wade and Gimli don't get to go home. Like that weighs on me every day, which I don't believe. But it's still it sounds good.
It sounds good. He's in this moment, he's having a realization. But
yes.
Every day that's today, I think about it.
Yeah.
And so after he does his whole speech about how he feels bad, his self-flagellation, Gimli goes, good boy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
And then immediately the group gets locked into the infirmary.
Yep. But Remy and Wade do fill them in on what they saw.
Yes. But then the group is like, okay. Oh, we're locked in the infirmary. We're all on the same page. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
What do we do to get out of here? And Q's like, I know. I'll make a battering ram out of a hospital bed and a rocket.
Yep. A gurney and an oxygen tank. Yeah. And then he's like, you make that a battering ram. So, and Gimli's like, Newton. Like, that's E.T. Like, Newton.
Yeah, exactly.
But it works. It explodes and the doors and they go to leave.
And as soon as the doors open, Remy's like, hey, man, I'm really sorry I punched you in your face.
Yeah.
Like, I know things are tense, but
yeah,
thanks for making a battering ram out of a bed and an oxygen tank.
Appreciate it, I guess. Whatever. Yeah. So the colonel catches up with Maggie, and Maggie's just like, where's my husband? And he said that some civilians that were breaching anyway, that they got into the lab and killed him.
And she is distraught.
Yeah, because it's her husband.
As a wife would be. Mm-hmm. And the colonel's like, don't be a sissy about it.
Right. You got shit to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I need you to be a professional.
Yeah.
You need to be strong and abandon the slide lads.
Yeah, because she asks about the slide buds too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Miles finds the group and is like, oh, guess what? I just saw the colonel kill Maggie's husband. And then he tried to kill me, and he's also, he did blackface.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what? All that tracks.
Cancel this guy.
Yeah. So he catches, so they have all of the pieces now at this point. And at that moment, it goes to, the vortex opens, and Maggie is directing groups like the girl from Greece who is
like doing the drag race.
Yes, yeah, where she just like arms down, go.
Now you go
and go. And too you can't fast. See this because too you're furious. Listening and you can't see me, but my arms are doing the thing. So, yep. So she's directing the groups to go through the thing. And the colonel comes up and he's just like, we're losing power. You got to go. And then the slide buds catch up right at that moment, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to shoot Quinn. Maggie goes through. And then he goes to shoot Quinn.
Yeah.
And Gimli steps in front of the bullet.
But because of the slide,
yes,
the bullet looks like it's being sucked backwards, but it's just going slow.
Yeah.
And then Gimli steps in front while there's plenty of time.
Yeah.
To like knock it out of the air like a bee.
Or just move Quinn.
Yeah. Just everybody move away because the bullet's moving slow.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He just stands, arms out, blocking Q, which mm-hmm. is a baller move. Like, good on you, Gimli. Way to take the bullet like Secret Service. But at the same time, we've seen other things being projectiled that got sucked back in.
Yeah.
So you're thinking the whole time, like,
it's not actually going to.
This bullet's turning around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even when it hits him, it feels like it doesn't go through him.
Right.
It feels like it goes into him a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then gets pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, all right, what really happened here? There's a lot of fake outs always on this show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is a fake out mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then he falls to the ground.
Yep.
And they start to like talk to him. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is fake. What are we doing? That's mm-hmm. not, this isn't happening right
I'm
now.
I'm not accepting this.
Yeah. It's not a real thing that we're doing here. It's mm-hmm. He had a Bible in his pocket or something. Like, there's something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Q's like, he's dead.
Yep.
You're like, no, he's not.
Yeah.
I've seen enough of these episodes now. We're on season 3, episode 17.
Yeah.
How many times you get a fake kill? He's already had cancer and whatever.
Some mystery illness. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And his last word was sliders. Like, as he was falling down, he said, sliders?
Yeah. And then Q's like, we have to go deep and slide after Colonel Steel Your Face.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
No. Gimli's like on the floor with a bullet hole in him.
Yeah.
Something's got to give here.
Yeah. So I had done, like, the whole, he says sliders, he lays down dead, and then there's commercial break. And then come back, and I just wrote, oh, my God, he's dead with, like, 3 question marks. So I was like, what the fuck?
Well, and then the slide closes.
Yeah. Yep.
So you're like, okay, well, now we're all on this planet.
Yep.
Obviously, we're going to find a fix.
And gotta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, but they do decide, like you were saying, that they have to go after him to get home because he's got the slider with the coordinates.
And they can track it. Yeah.
Yes. So they're tracking it, and they know that they need to go. But they, at this moment in time, need to get underground because the pulsars are coming. And they can't slide yet.
And they only, they have to wait until the slide window opens. Yeah. So luckily, mm-hmm. Miles, who's really good with sewers, he's like, don't worry, I can get you really deep into the sewers.
Mm-hmm.
So they swag off down there to try to find enough time to be able to slide off.
A dark, deep hole that they can hang out in, and the pulsar hits California.
Uh-huh,
when they do that, the pulsar hits California.
Yeah, and bad.
Yes.
Then we cut to the military for Colonel Steel Your Face.
Mm-hmm.
They've set up base on Sexy Caveman Planet.
Yes.
And the colonel is like, all right, perfect. Here's where we set up our slave camps.
Yep.
You're like, what?
Yep. He's like, we're going to build a pen over here for the native population.
No civilization has ever been built without slaves. We're going to use these sexy cavemen. They're just having sex all day.
Yeah. So they can stop every once in a while and build the whatever. So I was like, that's straight up slavery. So that's his plan, which is strike like 17 against him just being a really bad person. Like, he just makes bad choices.
Yeah. And so then we cut back to the group who's still mourning Gimli,
mm-hmm.
but the slide window is opening. So, like, we have to go after the colonel.
Yeah.
Here's our turn.
Mm-hmm.
And they jump off after saying goodbye to Gimli.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Right.
I've seen the show enough. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's not what it seems like. Mm-hmm. But they do slide without him. They don't take him through the slide. Like maybe on this next planet, there's a bullet remover spray. Right. I don't know. Yeah,
a magnet, a really powerful magnet.
They leave him and you go, okay, well, like he'll find another slide thing, whatever. No, the planet gets exploded the second they leave. And you're like, you just left your friend's dead body.
Yeah, to get exploded.
On a planet that is just destroyed.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, and this is really sad.
Well, I guess we're not getting that Gimli back.
Yeah, there's other Gimlis.
There's obviously, there's always the chance for another Gimli. Mm-hmm. But our Gimli not only was shot and killed by General Steal-Your-Face, but then was left on a planet that got absolutely annihilated, like the Death Star hit it.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoa.
I know.
And unexpected.
Yes, completely. And I was like, and this isn't even like a season finale.
No.
So I was just like, what the fuck is this episode 17 bullshit where you're killing off Gimli? Like, what the hell?
Is this Walking Dead all of a sudden? Right. Is this the gritty reboot that we wanted? This is Game of
Thrones? Right.
What the fuck is this?
And I looked to take us out of the episode for just a second. Mm-hmm. I looked up, like, why did he leave?
Yeah.
And I don't have my phone in here with me, but I sent you an article because I'm like, I want to bring this up. And then I didn't bring my phone in here for it. But
no worries.
Yeah. But he was saying that the writers on Sliders fucked it up. He was just like, this had the potential to be one of the greatest shows.
Yeah.
The idea was so good. And he was so mad at what the writers did with it that he's just like, fuck it, kill me off.
Well, I can't. And when Tracy Torme left.
Yes.
Thank you, Tucker.
Yeah.
Tucker gave me this little info, but Tracy Torme leaving was like a big turning point in the show.
Yeah, because he's like, it was one of the world's worst squandered opportunities or something like that.
Yeah.
Using language, of course, that he would use.
Of the worst squandered opportunities.
Yeah. So that's one of his biggest regrets is that the show, not that he left the show, but that the show went the direction it did because he felt like it could have been so much more.
Yeah. He was asking to be gone.
Yeah.
Which also at the time Fox had taken over the show and they wanted to be like more sexy and
They're on sexy like mating planet now. They're on
sexy caveman planet. Also, they're like, I know, we'll replace John Rhys Davies with Maggie.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
Right.
That doesn't seem equivalent, but okay.
Not at all.
But So they leave their closest friend's dead body to be obliterated.
Yep.
They slide after the colonel. Q immediately finds Maggie.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's like, give me your gun. Give me your gun. And she's like, what? Why? He's like, because Colonel Steal-Your-Face murdered the professor and your husband.
Yep.
And
he's stealing brain tissue.
Yes. Colonel gets exposed. Maggie's like, oh, there's only one thing I want now. Revenge.
She's the Mag Man.
Yeah.
Bat Mag.
The Mag with the dragon tattoo.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, do you want answers or do you want justice? Because he comes off the slide and is just like, oh my God, he's stealing brain tissue. He killed this person and he killed this person. And
I'm going to kill him.
Yep.
So, and then they go, all right, we both have guns now. Let's split up and find this fucker.
Yeah. Let's do bad cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're looking for the General Steal-Your-Face.
Yes.
And Maggie finds one of the cases with the brain tissue that he's been using.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know this motherfucker's close.
Yes.
But then he runs up. He
wouldn't go far from his brain tissue.
Yeah. But then he runs up behind her and gets her in a headlock. And it's like, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, gets the jump on her. And he's like, I did what I had to do to save 150 people.
Yeah, out of billions. What a fucking loser. Yeah. I did what I had to do to save 150 billion people. You know, you could have done at least 280.
Right. My graduating high school class was bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might have had classes that were more than that.
I feel like I did too.
So, but he's like, I do what I had to do to save these people. And she's like, well, who's going to save them from you? And he goes, not you, because he's going to kill her. But then Quinn
gets a drop on him.
Jumps in and saves the day like Quinn does.
You get the drop on the drop. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Double drop.
Yeah.
So he jumps in and he fights him off. And then pokey face man slides.
Yes.
So they start tracking. So he slides to get away from it.
And then Maggie's like, you saved my life.
Again.
Also, my husband is dead. Mm-hmm. Maybe I wouldn't just leave you to die on some random planet.
Right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I might make out with you on Sexy Caveman Planet. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see when the drums start playing. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have to track him again until they can slide. So at this point, they're like, okay, we're kind of in a holding pattern again until we can slide after him. But they are on a mission now to get revenge against Pokey Neck. And so it cuts to the next scene, which
hold on, before we get there, though, my favorite part. Colonel Steelyface, mm-hmm. he slides off.
Yeah.
And Quinn tries to jump into the same tunnel after him.
Yeah.
And just belly flops like a dork.
He misses. How do you miss a fucking wormhole, bro? Like, that seems pretty big.
And a full belly flop on it into the forest. That's gotta suck so bad.
All that I can think about is, and I know we've talked about this probably on this show again before, mm-hmm, but in high school when we did Alice in Wonderland, and one of the things that Alice had to do, Whitney.
Yes, I remember this. I know exactly where you're going.
Threw her out on the stage because it was her falling down the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
two guys from stage crew, I think it was DK and someone else.
DK and Paul Knorr? No, another big dude.
Another big dude. But they picked her up by her hands and her feet and threw her out on the stage. She had so many bruises, but she was committed to the bit.
So funny.
So I feel like that's the same thing. Can you imagine if he had to reshoot this? And they're like, you need to do another belly flop straight
on
the grass.
They're putting padding under those leaves in the forest, though.
Maybe.
He's fine.
We'll see. His rock hard abs. Yeah.
But we're tracking Rickman's wormholes, so we will find him.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, we cut back to Remy singing a memorial song for Gimli.
Yeah.
Which is very touching and sad.
Yeah.
And that's where it started to hit me. Because I didn't remember this is like it. So I just wrote, what? Exclamation mark question. Like,
yeah.
He's
really dead.
He's really dead.
Yeah.
This was really Professor Gimli's last episode.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. And I watched this on my lunch break at work.
I was wrecked
for the rest of the day.
For this?
I know.
John Rhys Davies' last episode is this.
This.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's not what you expected, but
I wrote, this isn't accurate, is it?
This can't be accurate. Yeah. So the three of them are just standing there saying nice things, and Remy said he's going to like write a song for him.
Wade says, our spirit is a river and she'll see yours again.
I put spirit is like a river. It goes somewhere. So I don't know. I was clearly very distraught and did not write that down
correctly. We were probably both wrong because we were both so distraught.
Yeah. And then Quinn's like, true adventurer, goodbye.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all very poetic and flowery,
it was, but also like Jerry O'Connell did good earlier in the episode. Mm-hmm. But in this part of the episode, they're clearly on a green screen and he clearly is just phoning it in.
Yeah.
He's not doing great work. Sorry, Jerry.
Sorry, Jerry.
Not great work on that. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the show.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
Great scene. Mm-hmm. This scene.
He blew his emotion budget on.
Gimli died. And you're just like, good adventure. Bye.
Good adventure. Which I thought was funny because Wade just said she didn't believe in goodbyes. And then they're just like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very sad. It was a very sad little scene that is the cap on Gimli's tenure on the show.
All things must pass.
Yep.
And now we're replacing Professor Gimli with Maggie.
With Maggie.
Ugh. She's like, I'm going to slide with you guys. Why?
Why?
Stay here on Sexy Caveman Planet. That's where you belong with your big forehead.
Do you know how to make penicillin? Because we needed that from Gimli at one point.
Yeah. He had stuff he could provide us, unlike, you know, just following orders.
Yeah.
That's what the Nazis did, Maggie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gimli would never.
No, he would never. So Remy's saying goodbye to Malcolm before they slide. Maggie joins them and they slide. Remy's the last through, which is not something, because it's always Quinn. Quinn is always the last one through because he always has to make googly eyes of whatever girl he's leaving behind. But in this case, it is Remy and Miles. So he hugs him and tells him to keep drawing.
And he says, I'll be back One day I'll be back. And Miles goes, I'll be waiting, Rembrandt, as he slides off. And you're like, we're never seeing this kid again.
No.
We're seeing this kid way less than we're going to see Professor Gimli.
Who is now dead and not going to be on the show anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now we're on a chase for Rickman or General Stereoface.
Yep.
And I hope this pays off better than Lady Q or Cro-Mags have so far. Like, I hope this is, if we're on a chase for this motherfucker, let's get him.
Well, he killed a main character. So I'm thinking that they're going to do more with this than they have with the other ones.
You would hope, right?
I justice for Gimli. But
also, I wrote at the very end, I don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
It felt so weird, like, to have such a big emotional moment.
Yeah.
And like a main character die, but in such like a flippant way almost. Mm-hmm. Like it didn't feel like it was even solid. It didn't feel like it was real.
Yeah.
Until that we, you know, you watch the planet blow up and then the group like go to a funeral. You're like, holy shit.
It's like they were halfway through the episode and they rewrote it to put his death in it. Because
really doesn't want to do this shit anymore. Right. He's annoying the fuck out of me. Let's just write him off.
You think our writing's bad? Here.
Yeah.
Give me some writing.
We heard what you said in the press about our writing, John.
So here.
Yeah.
Act this. Writing. So, yeah.
I can't even.
I don't know. I mean, when they slid, they did actually show where they slid to, which they don't normally do. But they showed where they slid to, and they immediately found a body with a puncture. So they are on his trail.
Yes.
They have 11 more hours to slide. And so they're going to be tracking him. So I think that sets the tone for what it's going to be for a little bit now.
I hope so.
So, yeah.
I don't know. We always do this at the end of an episode. What do you want to see in the next episode? Fucking justice for Gimli.
Yeah. I want to see them fucking murder.
I want to see
Colonel.
I want to see Rickman get his dick kicked in. I want to see. Rickman's going to be wrecked, man. You know what I mean? Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He deserves everything that's coming to
him. Yes. Mm-hmm. 100%. I want them to find him and use him as a shield against something horrible that they come across on this next planet.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We both have what we want for next episode.
Yes.
It's justice for Gimli.
Justice for Gimli.
Yep. Also, you could ditch Maggie. I could leave Maggie.
I don't care.
I'm sure she evolves.
Yeah.
I know. I've seen episodes. I know that, like, she loosens up. She becomes more part of the group. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. I don't want anything to do with her. She's Nazi Barbie. Mm. We called her Army Barbie. She's not. She's Nazi. Nope. She's following working for orders. Nazis.
Yeah. Except when she found out what he was really doing, she was only like, absolutely
not.
Only
because she killed her, or because he killed her husband.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him killing her husband, she'd probably be like, I don't know. He's not that bad. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's making hard choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the next episode for Wade and her to be in a room alone is what I'm waiting for. Waiting for that cat fight.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Because there is going to be some tension.
Oh,
there.
100%.
You thought Roland was jealous.
Right. Wait till you meet Wade.
Yeah, Wade's got the same haircut as her, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be on.
So, yeah. Not only is she going to be threatened by her, but also she's the replacement for Gimli.
Yes.
So,
which everybody's going to hate. Rembrandt's going to hate her, too.
100% yes. Yeah. I think everyone except maybe Quinn.
Quinn's going to be like, well, I like that green top.
Right. You know, it'd look better, like, off of you on the grass over there. It's the drums. They hear the drums. And it's just like they can't help it. Smooth.
I'm just going to dance around this fire until we make out. All right. Well, this has ran super long already. Yep. But so glad to have it back going.
Yes. Yep.
The next one we're going to do next week?
Yes, I think so.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to roll.
Yeah.
We'll get through season 3 by the end of the year.
Really, Joe? That's insensitive.
Sorry, Roland.
Yeah, that's our
goal.
Rest
in peace.
Season 3 by the end of the year.
Let's go.
Done. We can do it.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, this has been fun for Joe.
And Ashley.
We will catch you.
On the flip slide.
Bye.
Bye.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. be? Are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground.